We are in Simen Resh Mem Hei. We're up to Sif Hei, and we'll be doing Hei and Vav. Sif Hei. Mutal Yisrael Litten Schorle and Yehudi Limkor. A Jew is allowed to give a non-Jew merchandise to sell. Im Kotzes Lo Schar. If you gave him Schar, you set up a salary, meaning you're giving him a flat rate for selling this object of yours. Ubavad Shelo Yomer Lo Mechor B'Shabbos. As long as you don't tell him to sell it on Shabbos. He can work on Shabbos. The reason he's choosing to work on Shabbos, you never asked him to. The Mishtavura says, what if you're in a place where the market day is only Shabbos? That's as if you told him beferish to work on Shabbos, and that would be awesome. Next case, Tanur Shalokh Yisrael Mashko Meini Yehudi. A non-Jew owed a Jew money. What he did was he gave him an oven for renting out as his mashkon. The Kibal of Eini Yehudi, and the non-Jew accepted upon himself. The rent that people are paying for use of that oven, that will go to Yisrael Beribis. That he's paying as interest to the Jew. So what's the halacha? Mutar litl schar Shabbos. You're allowed to take schar even for Shabbos. Lefi shu b'shusa en Yehudi. The non-Jew is the owner. So a non-Jew is owning it. A non-Jew did work on it. The ein li Yisrael chelik bo. The Jew has no chelik in this. Vegam eini Yisrael omel olasik b'Shabbos. He never asked him to do it. Veini Yehudi ki tarach b'nafshei tarach l'kayim t'no. The non-Jew is doing it because he wants to make his money on it. So the halachi is the Jew is allowed to accept the interest. Again, provided that you're not telling him to rent it out for Shabbos alone. Sivav im ofu eini Yehudi b'tanur shel Yisrael b'Shabbos al karcho. A Jew had an oven that he rents out to non-Jews. And what happens? A non-Jew went and baked in it on Shabbos against the will of the Jew. The Jew stands there and says, I don't want you using it on Shabbos. And he goes in and uses it on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? V'nosna lo pas b'schar ha-taner. He gives you some chalas for Shabbos as the rental fee. So what's the halacha? Osur lohanis mimenu. You're not allowed to get hanah from it. Now, why is this? This is also because of Schar Shabbos. But if it was Bahavlah, if you get it together with the rent of the other days of the week, then that would be Mutter. It's only also because you're getting Shabbos alone. What happens if first of all, this goes for money too, not only bread, just this was a Maisa Shahoya. What happens if it wasn't Bal Karcho? The Jew did it be Isser. The Jew actually rented out his oven to a non-Jew on Shabbos to do malacha. Can the Jew accept the profit b'hav law? So, l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah tain is that mikra din, there's no isser. You didn't tell the non-Jew to do work on Shabbos. The non-Jew is just renting it out for whenever he wants to. The isser is schar Shabbos. If you get it b'hav law, what's the problem? The problem is only that it's maris ayin. It looks as if you told the Jew to do the work on Shabbos. For the maris ayin, we don't aser b'di evid. We only aser l'chatchili. You shouldn't have done it. But b'di evid, you can accept the money as long as it's b'hav law.